This is a WAMC sports update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Giants take on the Eagles in Philadelphia at 8:25. A warning to football fans, most NFL games are taking place on Saturday this week. Starting at 1 p.m., Miami goes head-to-head with Buffalo, and the Jets are in New England to face the Patriots. Only two games take place on Christmas Sunday, Baltimore and Pittsburgh at 4:30, then at 8:30, Denver takes on Kansas City. Quarterback Bryce Petty was a full participant at practice yesterday and is on track to start the New York Jets game at New England on Saturday. Meanwhile, the New England Patriots have activated rookie quarterback Jacoby Brissett following a two-month stint on injured reserve, recovering from a right thumb injury. Brissett was added to the New England's 53-man roster yesterday, and to make room, the Patriots released rookie defensive lineman Woodrow Hamilton. A police report says wide receiver Michael Floyd had a blood alcohol level of 0.217 when arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and other charges earlier this month in Scottsdale, Arizona. Arizona's legal limit for alcohol is 0.08. Floyd played for the Arizona Cardinals at the time, but the team released him 2 days after his arrest. The New England Patriots then claimed him off waivers. The NBA is halfway home as it tries to ratify a 7-year collective bargaining agreement. Two people with direct knowledge of the situation told the Associated Press that owners voted unanimously to approve the package, which runs through 2023-24, but contains a 1-year opt-out clause for either side. In college men's basketball, number 13 Butler topped Vermont 81-69. St. John's beat Syracuse 93-60. UMass Lowell beat Boston University 77-75, and it was Fairfield over Boston College 89-83. In women's college basketball, number 1 UConn routed Nebraska 84-41 last night for the Huskies' 86th consecutive victory. Meanwhile, Harvard beat Siena 65-58, and Texas A&M won against Syracuse 105-84. The officials given the task of completing Hartford's much-delayed minor league baseball stadium say the facility should be completed in time for the team's home opener in April. The Hartford Current reports that they told the Hartford Stadium Authority on Tuesday that barring severe weather or, quote, an act of God, they expected the Hartford Yard Goats to play in the 6,000-seat Dunkin' Donuts Stadium on April 13th. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.